Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome. We have like an all-time crowd tonight, which is absolutely wonderful. For those of you who attended the conference, of course, you already know, and for the people who were not there, let me tell you that it was absolutely spectacular. The energies and everything that took place at the conference was just another step up, and it was, you know, numero uno. I can't say enough about how great the conference was, and so this is a conference tonight has been put together because of a couple of misunderstandings that took place after the conference took place, and so that's why we're here this evening to understand some of the things that took place and to help everybody understand what we can do in the future and what we can do right now to make sure that the group continues as it has been and continues to perform in the exemplary way that it was meant to. So, in essence, what happened after the conference, again, this spectacular conference, was that due to some misunderstandings, there was too much sharing of the information that we had been told was meant to be confidential, both to ourselves internally and to the Crucible. And it appears as if this high energy that was produced during the conference, as well as some outside forces, led to part of the group sharing more than they should have to other people outside who did not have the background that this group has. Now, this was such an important event that has such far-reaching effects that our attention was drawn to it within a matter of hours of the closing of the conference. Now, as you know, we have been, as a group, spending a lot of time preparing for the now and for the future. And actually, for the last 3 years, we have reached a level of understanding that, as we are told, you know, by Metatron, by Yeshua, by the rest of our folks, is that nobody else has been given this privilege. And because of that, these other folks cannot understand what information we receive, what we have done. And so that's, again, why we're trying to do clarification tonight. And, of course, you know, tonight we'll start with a centering meditation by Gabriel. And then Metatron will talk. We'll have a chit-chat with Milena and Anrata. We'll come back to Metatron, and he will handle a question-and-answer session. And then we will have a closing meditation led by a new archangel that we haven't been...
Yeah, we have.
Well, I mean, we haven't been totally affected with, and that's our dear friend Raphael. Also, let it be known that there were a few folks who had decided that this information could be shared for anybody, and we've had a chance to get with them, and they have explained their situation with Metatron, and he has forgiven what they did, and so we're just moving on from there. But he suggested that we get together tonight and to go over what we need to keep internal. And so, again, that's why we're here. So now let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. If you will take a deep breath and let go of all the thoughts and events of the day and get very centered in your sacred heart, breathe in light. And as you breathe it in through your crown, through every cell of your body. Allow it to nurture you. For the cells to absorb the light and the love of the source of your being. Direct this living light into your mental, emotional body. So there is calmness, neutrality, a state of being, a fifth dimension, where there are no reactions, simply choices through states of consciousness that have been developed over 3 years. Of preparation, which catapulted you into a fifth dimensional state of being. In the times that you are unable to maintain this state of being, in your mental, emotional body, you must go to your heart, to your sacred heart, and draw that love into your fourth chakra, the love of self. The forgiveness for misalignment that occurs as the third and fourth dimensions are removed. So take another deep breath. Return to your sacred heart center. Return to a state of being 100% light. Another deep breath. And be very present in this moment.
Thank you, Gabriel, for such a lovely start to our meeting. As always, we are most appreciative. And just a little diversion, but as I happen to be looking out the window this evening, there's a large flock of birds that are all over our backyard and grouping together, and I can just feel the energy from these birds that they have come to be of assistance this evening, and I find that pretty amazing. But anyway, so to continue, because I'd like to say a few words about what occurred and how important it is for all of us to get back on a coherent track of transformation. It's not our intention to cause any further disruption in the coherency of this group. However, the events that took place after the conference have long-range consequences. We all must stay aware and be conscious of every action that we take and be responsible for those actions. At this level, we can no longer claim ignorance in our behaviors. As we see it, it was definitely a test to see where we all are in our development of consciousness and in our ability to hold the fifth dimensional state of being. Now, here are just a few brief points that took place in conversations and meetings after the conference that included senior divine and non-senior divine members. And there were just, here's like eight just short examples. In the conference, of course, we talked about a new grounding technique, suggestions that this entire group teach it to all of the group and provide transcripts. And that was, of course, not what was meant to happen. Acknowledgement that they were not supposed to give out this information. 3, retrieval of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates were discussed. Geometry of the seventh dimensional light template was discussed. The magenta color codes as they apply to the seventh dimensional light template. Next, the second iteration of Christ consciousness, which was huge. And then streaming from the Andromedans to the blue crystal of knowledge in the etheric crystal. And, of course, finally, not one of the seen in the divine members that were present in these meetings objected or stopped this breach of information. And, of course, that's, you know, the major concern here this evening is that we wanted to make everybody aware that this is not what needs to happen in the future. So now, Metatron would like to address us, and when he's finished, he will introduce us to Milena and Rata. Once they're finished, they will turn it back over to Metatron for a Q&A session. Now, just so that we understand, if you can make sure you can put these on your calendars, but our next session will be July the 10th. It will be a group discussion about how the group plans to proceed with going within and being in silence to discover all that they are. Also, the next meeting on Tuesday, July the 24th, will be a regular teaching session. And then finally, for the closing, Raphael will lead us in a closing healing meditation. So if we'd all take a deep breath and allow Joan to bring forth Metatron, and he will give us more explanations. Thank you.
Before I do that, I also would like to make a couple of comments. I think that sometimes we take for granted the personal attention that we have gotten from the great beings of light who have assisted us in awakening our consciousness. And I personally am in such gratitude to these beings for what they have given us in the last 3 years. I think this is an awakening call that has been given to us to decide where we are here, personally, and how we are going to proceed in the coming times. Are we going to commit to what we have started, or are we going to waver? And it is never our intention. I think every member of this community has great value. Great value to the bigger picture. There were 65 people at our gathering, at our conference. There were about a little less than 20 who, for one reason or another, health reasons, there are various reasons why these individuals couldn't attend. So they have, you know, they're kind of, these individuals are kind of restricted because they haven't heard the spectacular events that took place in this conference. We are hoping that the final edits to these recordings will be available by the end of the week so that you all will have an opportunity to listen to them. And I would highly recommend, whether you were at the conference or you were not at the conference, to take the time to listen to these recordings. And I think if you will do that, you will have a better understanding of this bigger picture that we've been talking about. So with that said, if you'll give me a moment, Lord Metatron is here to guide us, as he always has been. Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I am here as a member of the collective consciousness of the All That Is. I am the overseer of this project of Seeding of the Divine. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Seeding of the Divine. As the name of this collective group that doesn't just contain a membership of each one of you, that is a very valuable part of this collective crucible. But there are members that are from the stargates of Sirius, of the Pleiades, of the Arcturians. There is a huge collective consciousness of the archangelic realm. We lords of light, the ascended master realm. Each one of us, whether the human counterpart or the other parts of this community that are not human, are a very integral part of this community, and we all serve a purpose in our presence and in the work that we do within this collective consciousness, within this crucible. This crucible was co-created by you, the human counterpart, that is the part that is most significant in raising a physical planet back into Christ consciousness. We can provide the pure energetics that are needed, but it must be brought through a human body, a form. The anomalies, the fractures in the collective consciousness of a Christed physical, now this is a word you have to pay attention to, physical planet, are important for you to recognize because the fractures occurred at a physical level through a human creation. It has to be resolved or returned to its original state through the human form. And you, beloveds, are that form. You are that body. We've talked about this on many occasions, how important resurrecting the body is to this whole project. And because it is so important, and because you are so dedicated to this project, there are a few things that we see need to be further clarified. Number one, as you all are aware of, many of you were present in the final days of Atlantis, in that final cataclysm. And because of that, many of you remember those final days, and they are very, very painful. They were painful to many in the creative realms, not just your planet, but it affected an entire galaxy. So there was a force present in those final days. They were called the Belials. They were in opposition to unity and love consciousness. They were all about separation, superiority, division. And I am here to tell you, to warn you. Take notice, dear ones. The Belial is alive and well, and you have been brought to their attention as a great force to be reckoned with. They will take any opportunity available to this collective force to enter and destroy any unified effort to correct the state of a fallen Christed planet, a physical planet. They will enter through your mental-emotional body, through reaction. They will enter when you are uncertain or you are not in a healthy state of your physical being. So it's important to take care of that physical body of yours because they will take any opportunity to enter where you have less resistance. So you have to look at this very seriously because this project hinges on your continued support and continued awareness. Be aware every time you react unconsciously. Be aware how that happens. Does it happen in your emotions, an outburst in the emotions? Does it happen in continual thoughts that are directed at others, blaming them, judging them? This is a crucial point now. So much happened in the 2018 conference that would catapult the transformation of humans in a way that the Earth has not seen since the Golden Era. I am not here to warn you. I am here to warn you. I am not here to frighten you. I want you to be clear and aware so that you can be in that state of being every single day of your life as we move forward. The crucible is protected. At the end of the conference, the four archangels who are in charge of the angelic portal, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel, descended and surrounded the crucible to protect it. Because we Lords of Light could see that there might be an interruption in the crucible. And so these archangels descended immediately before the group dispersed. Now that said, every time there is a disruption within the group energy where there is sharing of information and processes that are to be kept within the collective of Seating of the Divine, it causes a ripple effect in the crucible. It doesn't damage it. The archangels are there to protect it. But there is a ripple that causes a disruption of sorts. And that disruption affects each and every one of you and your ability to proceed with the teachings and to proceed in a way that individually you take responsibility for you. Every action that you choose, and it is a choice at this level, you cannot claim ignorance. You have gone way past that because you are aware. Do you fall short occasionally? Absolutely. It's the human condition. You do not understand when you entered the human body to do this service, beloveds. You do not understand at this point the restrictions that were put on your soul spirit as you entered that form. It was a third-dimensional form that was restricted by division and fear. And it has taken a lot to raise that to fourth dimension. And now, with the potential to raise it to fifth dimension in a state of love and unity. So every choice that you make is important. And yes, from time to time you will fall short. But if you practice, if you take time for you individually, daily, to study, to go within, to discover those parts of yourself that you have forgotten, those divine parts of you that have been so restricted by a third dimensional body. This takes your attention now. So even though you know you will fall short, even though you know you will be forgiven, it still affects the whole. So you have to take responsibility for those actions, for those choices, and then go within, discover what caused them. What was the interference that caused the choice to be less than fifth dimension? And you have to be honest with yourself about this. You can't say, well, it was the Belial influence. Yes, that's part of it. But you have a choice here if you will stay conscious. I want to talk a little bit more about you as that individual, that beautiful spirit that entered and agreed to come into this restrictive environment to help humanity, to help the earth and the elementals that you all love so dearly, and it means so much to you. You, as that beautiful individual, the light of the all that is, came into that body through a genetic lineage. And that lineage changed because of the light of your spirit. It changed every individual who ever used that lineage or whoever will use it in future times, if you want to see it linearly. And as you have taken on this project in all seriousness to change the course of Earth and bring it back to its golden era, think of what you have done for that lineage. Your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, siblings, generations and generations who use that lineage. Think of all of the individuals that gather in our crucible, the human counterpart, all the various individual genetic lines, and all of the beautiful spirits that have come into that genetic lineage to make a difference. This is how humanity will rise again to its divine image. So do you see how important you are? Do you see how important this group is, not just to we, Lords of Light, and all of the members who do not have bodies like you do. You are the ones that make the difference. We guide you. We love you. We watch over you. We teach you. We show you energetics that you have forgotten. But you are the ones that will change the course of human history, of humanity itself. And we want you to know how valuable you are. When you entered that body of third dimension, all of the mastery that you ever had or gained was not available to you. So we have been here for you to show you the path back to mastery. You are still limited by that third, fourth dimensional body because you have not yet totally transformed it into fifth dimension in a state that can be held very, very stably and never compromised. So, yes, you have certain master imprints that are now being awakened in you, but that ascended master part of you is still not available to you. So you will have times when you fail, you misstep, you react. We understand that. And we want you to understand it so that you can immediately right yourself, become more conscious, pay more attention. Do not ever think this project has finished. It is not. We need you as part of this collective consciousness. We need you. You play such an integral part in the resurrection of planet Earth and of humanity. So, to clarify, I think we've clarified our position. I think we have clarified how important you are, how important this group is. But now let me clarify why we want it kept within the collective group of Seating of the Divine. This is a closed group. Those who were installed just recently in it had to study hard to catch up so they could be in the same coherency and knowledgeable as the original Seating of the Divine group. So there is a process in awakening a consciousness that had to be taken so that this crucible could be maintained in its full integrity and not have any ripples whatsoever in its energetics, so we could move on and do what needed to be done. So it is never, ever appropriate conduct to share any part of the teaching, any process, any channeling, any discussion that is ever held within a group gathering. If you feel strongly about some process, some part of a channeling, some part of a teaching that you feel should be shared to a broader group, present it to us. Contact Joan. Contact Joan and John. And ask permission. Talk about it, converse about it, bring it up at a collective community call, and discuss it amongst yourself. But do not go off at your own discretion and choose to share what you want to share You have to look at the motivation here, dear ones. What is the motivation in sharing this information? Do you want to feel superior? Do you want to make yourself feel better about you? Where is your ego in all of this? These are the things that have to be considered. And they will have to be considered often as we move forward. Because you will be opposed by forces who do not want you to succeed. And we know that you can overcome this interference. You have the strength, you have the courage, you have the tenacity, or we would have not engaged you in this project. You volunteered. We said yes. Please come with us. So as we move forward, dear ones, summon that shield of Michael. Stand up courageously. Make a vow to stay as conscious as you possibly can and to practice it daily. We know that this is possible. We can see it in your heart. We can see it in your energy field. But you must see it. It's not enough for us to see it and to tell you. You must see it. And the next months, it's so important to take time for you individually. The groups that you are involved in served you well. But now it's time to find you in all of this, apart from the group. So do take the time to do that. A group member, as much as they love you, cannot tell you what you need to know about you. You have to discover that. That's your job. They can support you. They can love you. But you have to discover it, just as you had to remember your master imprints, that you had to remember that you were that divine individual that came here for purpose, and that you had a big role to play. Cultivate the community calls so there is discussion within the divine image collective. Discussion, sharing, consulting, because you are all on the same page. You are all awakening, and you are guided, you are taught, you are shown. And then the most important part is your own personal discovery. So I know this has been a long conversation, beloveds, but it was a needed one. So therefore, to clarify again, no teaching, processes, channelings, discussions are to be discussed outside of the seating of the divine membership without permission. and permission and discussion are what grows your confidence in you and your abilities to see and to know. Bring it into the community call. Discuss it with co-members. And then get the final permission from the human overseers of this project, Joan and John. So now, beloveds, I would like to close this part of my conversation, and I would like to turn this community, this call, over to Milena Yee and Archangel Anrata.
Thank you, Metatron. Aloha, everyone. This is Milena. I'm here tonight with Anrata, and Anrata actually would like to speak first, so if you give me just a second. Hello, I am Anrata. I come forth tonight in a more individuated expression rather than as the full collective consciousness of the Syrian Archangelic League. This allows me to come closer to talk with you. I have asked Milena if she would be willing to experiment with the two of us speaking to you together in a more informal conversational manner, and she has agreed to try it. Metatron and I have requested her participation on this call for a number of reasons, specifically because we will be discussing the grounding process you were given. And since Milena brought through that process and presented it to you, no one knows better than she what went into it. And she will share with you the creation of the process from her perspective, and I will then share with you the perspective from the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. So here is Milena again. As Anrata has said, we're going to try talking with you as he and I talk together. And we will see how we do. I'm a little nervous about this. I will just tell you up front. So if there are some pauses, it will be my shifting my consciousness back and forth. He has been reassuring me that the dolphins have been reminding me how to do this and preparing me for this for the last 20 years. So he keeps telling me we got this. So bear with me if I stumble here as we go through this. For my part, I will visualize he and I passing the microphone back and forth, at least give my rational mind something to grasp onto. So before we begin, check your body. Notice if you are holding any tension anywhere. If you are, place your attention there and breathe through it by taking deep, releasing breaths. Place yourself in a neutral and open position to receive what is discussed and shared here. So now let's talk about the grounding process. If you have had any awareness what this meeting was about, you might have asked yourself, it's just a grounding process, so what's the big deal? Well, let's explore this together. We're going to give you a bit of the backstory here. So it was only after the Easter call that the Lords of Light began giving Joan, John, and I any details about the sixth dimensional light template that would be opened in the conference. And as the three of us had conversations with the Lords of Light, they begin downloading some of the energetics of that template to us. And as I shared on the pre-conference call and at the conference, the massiveness of those energetics created much instability in our bodies. Joan and I both had difficulty focusing. I definitely was not grounded, and I'm usually very grounded. I felt as if I had been put on a gyroscope and was being tossed in multiple directions at one time. So finally, after almost 2 weeks, I was sitting on the lanai one morning having coffee, and I said out loud, you know, something's got to give here. I have to be able to focus. After all, I have a business to run. And so I heard at that time, go back to basics. Go back to basics. I thought about that, and it occurred to me that I should ground and run the earth energy in my body. So I did, and almost immediately, I could feel my body calming down. As soon as I finished, I called Joan and told her, I said, you've got to try this. And I gave her a brief verbal version. And then I went to the computer, typed it out, and I did not know at the time that that was the first rough outline for the pre-conference call. So when Joan and I spoke a day or two later, she commented how helpful the grounding had been for her. And that is when she explained that Cthulhu told her many years ago to ground into the Earth star versus the center of the Earth, as I had been doing for many, many years. We then had a channeling about the conference, and I asked the Lords of Light whether that was something I should change in my process. And they said yes, and I've already shared with you why that is. And as you may recall, I also said it was not an easy transition for me to make. But after trying it for a week or more, it became more comfortable. And it was at that time that I knew this was to be shared on the pre-conference call. So over the next few weeks, right up to the conference week, there was a continual refinement that occurred when I would go through the process myself. I would then go to the computer and try to translate those refinements into the process. This happened no less than 5 times. When it was given to you on the call, I said this process was to help your body hold more light in preparation to receive the light templates at the conference. And if you'll give me a moment, Anrata would like to come back in. It is I, Anrata. So Joan and Milena have to be able to not only understand the energetics, but also to hold the energetics in their bodies and energy field stably, in order to be able to create and hold the space for all of you to receive them as smoothly as possible. As we observed what was occurring with them, the Lords of Light gathered and consulted, and very specific light frequencies were designed to help you, help them, and eventually you as well, once you receive the process. This is what Milena referred to as refinements. Each time she went to the computer to rewrite or add to the process, we were standing over her as she typed, and energetic light frequencies were being embedded into the words. The words are the carriers of the energetics. By the time the process was presented to the group on the pre-conference call, it had been filled with light codes. This then prepared the way for the streaming process from the Soul Star to come in and be put in motion. Now, this process and every process, every channeling, every teaching you have been given have all been filled with energetics, everyone without exception. It does not matter whether it came through one of us, or if it came from Milena, or if it came from John, or if it came from Joan. Everything that you receive is filled with energetics. Again, the words are just the carrier. So I would like to ask each and every one of you, so was this just a grounding process? Can you see why it was not intended to be shared beyond this group? As Metatron just mentioned, if this process or if there's any process that you feel should be shared, what would have happened about this process had anyone asked? We would have said yes, and we would have given you a basic version that could have been shared, but with the understanding that it was not, and why it was not, and why it would have been different than what was given to this group. It would not have contained those energetics, because those energetics were specifically designed to help you hold those frequencies. And beyond that, it was also embedded with frequencies, and Milena herself did not know this until just the other day. When you were traveling in your Merkaba to the Syrian Stargate, in that journey, there were other light codes that were activated that were to be lined up specifically with that six-dimensional light template. They were created to resonate and to be in harmony with that, so that transition into your body would again be much more smoothly. So I hope this short explanation has given some clarity to what goes into all the processes you have received. And we would like to say that we think this, what has happened here has been a great opportunity for us all to learn and to gain clarity about exactly what is being given to you individually and this group as a whole. We do not believe there was any intention to do any harm to the group, but we do want to impress upon you that everything that you've been given has been created for this group, for the purpose of this project. I will turn you back over to Milena. Thank you, Anrata. We're not just going to talk to you a little bit more about the crucible. If you all remember, the crucible was created before the 2017 conference. And in the beginning, it wasn't being called the crucible. It was being called the crystalline sphere. And when that component came through me, I was under the impression that it would only remain with us for that conference. And all the Lords of Light were so pleased, and the sphere so far exceeded their expectations that it was decided that it could be very beneficial to the group and for the project for it to stay in place. And the reason it was created, if you remember, it was an opportunity for all those great beings of light to come in and be very focused. And they held those energetics very steady for us as we went on those various journeys, as we went into the inner earth, as we retrieved those templates. Those of you who were with us for the 2016 conference may remember, at that time in all of those processes, we talked about, included in that was the safeguards that were in place during those processes. When we went to into our doorway or went in to retrieve where the time locks were, somebody was standing guard. And once we left, the time lock was sealed. The pathways that we took in or out were sealed, closed, entirely removed from this dimension. So all of those safeguards were in place, and those safeguards are very important to me personally, because I do have very vivid memories of what happened at the end of Atlantis. I was there, as was Joan and John, and as many of you. And so that was a big concern for me, that no one, no force anywhere could come behind us and somehow access the places we have been, but that was all taken care of. We didn't talk about the safety standpoint so much in 2017 because of the crucible, and again, those beings were there to protect everything. So the crucible itself has changed a lot. Number one, we began calling it the crucible. And those of you who were with us in Hawaii and that who talked to us after that, you know that the Ring of Fire was put in place in Hawaii. And at the conference, there was more information given by that. And those of you who weren't with us, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait till the tapes to hear all of that. But the importance of that Ring of Fire was discussed at that time. So let's talk about what happens now when we enter and exit the crucible due to all the changes that have happened. So with the Ring of Fire in place, every time we enter the crucible, we pass the Ring of Fire. Every time we exit it, we pass the Ring of Fire. And just by virtue of us going in, using it, gathering there, your energetics are imprinted now within that crucible. So it knows who enters, who exits. Everything that has happened in Seating of the Divine since the crucible was created is now contained in that crucible. And all of those transcripts, all of those teachings, all of those channelings, all of those processes, all those light templates, all of it is in the crucible, and it belongs to the collective group. I think I mentioned at the conference that the crucible had become a living environment. It's actually now become even more than that. It has become a living library of what this group has accomplished. It is all recorded here. And as Metatron has said, I'm sorry, and Rata now would like to come back and speak to you. Excuse us. So I would like to give you a visual to follow. So if you will, visualize the crucible that you're observing from a distance. And when someone goes into the crucible, their energy signature is red. If anyone made a decision to take anything from, be it a class, copy a class, or a channeling, and with the intent to share it outside of the crucible, let's watch what happens when that happens. When they leave the crucible, see the ripple that happens. But I want you to also watch, if you will, so there's a class teaching that in their hand. Look what happens to the energetics of that teaching once it passes through the walls of the crucible. It becomes immediately inactive, the energetics in it. And then once it passes through the flame of the Ring of Fire, the energetics are removed. that we would like to ask you. What is your personal responsibility and commitment to the entire group? What is most important here? We see the reasons that this call has been put together is to be a big learning experience for everyone. It's an opportunity to be more consciously aware of our choices. You have more information now what goes into each and every process in channeling and teaching. You have a little more information about the crucible itself. And as Milena and I end our segment on this call, it is our desire that you have much more clarity than when we began. And there remains no misunderstanding about what is always being given to you. Thank you for receiving us. And please prepare for Metatron.
It is I, Metatron. I know there is a lot to think about in what has been brought to your attention during this last hour or so of your time. But I would like to open this up to a discussion if it is so desired by any members of this community to make comments and to ask questions about what has been discussed this evening so that there is always clarity and communication within this crucible. No one ever is denied an opportunity to speak, to ask a question, or to make a comment. So we would like to give you that opportunity now, so that we can help you establish not only community, but clarity within the community. So please, now, let us have a short discussion.
And please remember, if you'd like to speak, just push *6 and you will be on live. And do remember, when you're done, please hit *6 again. And that minimizes our background noise. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Maria from Toronto. I was wondering if we could discuss a couple of templates, how to talk about with outside people like family members and friends, when they ask, well, what is it that you are rushing for? You've got an important call tonight. You have to go, blah, blah, blah. Without sharing too much, how can we say about the group without sharing information that has to stay confidential?
Well, you can just say that you have engaged in a teaching to help you become more conscious of who you are. And the meetings and the teachings are very important to you to become more aware of how you operate and how you create your life in the world. And I think that will suffice. It's not that you're wanting to keep it a secret that you are engaging in this process, but give them enough information that will satisfy their curiosity. And then leave it at that. And if they ask then further, well, what are you being taught? You could say, I'm being taught to become more aware of my thoughts and my emotions and the reactions that I choose. And then leave it at that.
Right, and if my friends who are taking also working on themselves and they are part of different open to general public schools of spirituality, if they ask for more details, I would simply respond, I'm sorry, this is a closed group. I cannot give you any more details. Would that be okay?
That would be perfect.
Great, thanks so much.
You know, you're all creators here. And you can create, this is a good point to be prepared for such questioning. So create a little dialogue within yourself of how to respond to that and give them answers to their questioning, but answers that are very general and that don't pertain to specific teaching. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, I just wanted to say that many of us were members of the Essenes. And the reason why there's not much known about the Essenes today is because of the sanctity within the group of keeping the business of the group to itself.
Correct.
And
you are very correct, because they took a vow of secrecy. And there were grave consequences if they broke that vow, number one. And number two, I think this is important for you to know and for everyone to know. There was two Easter calls, one this past year and one in 2017, where it was discussed about the Essene community had to support Yeshua in his final initiation to bring a new consciousness to the earth. When Yeshua was crucified, it was a very unexpected crucifixion. In a normal type of where an individual was brought before a council and they were either to be crucified or they would be beaten to death. They were flogged. Yeshua, not only, both of them were not done, either they were flogged or they were crucified. Yeshua underwent both events. So by the time Yeshua was brought to the tomb, needless to say, the body itself was in very dire straits. He had lost a lot of his body fluids. He had lost a lot of blood. There was severe damage that the Essene community, who were gathered to help restore the body to health, became very fearful and doubted their capability to restore the body. It was so damaged. And because of their fear and their emotional reaction, they could not do what they needed to be done. And you were told in that community, in those calls, that they had to be extricated from the tomb, and only those remained that could have the stability to function. Yeshua's body was removed from the tomb. He did not walk out of there because of the damage to the body. And it took more than 90 days for him to be able to use his body. Because of this event and the fear within the community was divided. And you need to be aware of that, because many of you were there. This is one of those imprints that stem from the Atlantean downfall. That fear imprint is so strong in the human lineage. It played out again in the Essene community. And libraries were destroyed that documented all of Yeshua's teachings. So you need to be aware of that. And we are so glad that you brought that up about this imprinting and the need for a close-knit community that cannot be divided because of a third-dimensional state of fear. That the secrecy or the confidence in the coherence of the group is held and not distributed, and that how important that is. And what happened in the Essene community, because they were influenced by that template within the genetics of their body, but they were also fearful, and they could not perform what they had intended to perform. So that is a very good point that you make. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about that?
No, thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Yes, there's something that I would like to say, actually, Metatron, as well as what you've just spoken to Brother John about. There's a healing, is there not, taking place in the crucible regarding that Essene collective consciousness of the healing of a rift with the masculine and the feminine?
Yes, that there is a healing going on of that the divine, the masculine and feminine, bringing it into a more divine iteration. And it is through the individuals in this community, in this collective consciousness of the crucible, that occurs. As I have said, it has to come through the body. It has to come through the lineage to make the difference. And yes, you are correct. there is a healing. There is a healing because of the events that have transpired since the conference that needs to be healed within the community, needs to be healed within each and every individual in this community. And Raphael will be here to start leading you in some of that healing. But we will be addressing that healing as we move forward. There will be another community call, as John has said, in 2 weeks, to discuss moving forward, to discuss how we are going to heal this rift within the community. Not that you're all divided, because you are not, but it impacted you, I think, at a level that you don't now realize, but you will as this process goes on. So there will be a healing that is required within the community, and we will address that. Raphael will address that. There will be color codes that are specifically given to help heal the rift and to heal the community so that it can be a viable community again.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about judgment. It is not about taking sides. None of that.
Right.
It's about holding the community intact because you have a duty to perform that is not completed yet.
Yeah. So I've been living with the impression that that I'm constantly within the crucible. And given that you were just speaking about the energetic signature of entry and leaving the crucible, is it simply our fifth-dimensional state of being that indicates that we're within the crucible, and that if we have a moment of less than that, that the exiting is taking place? Could you clarify that, please?
Yes. Your energetic signature is red as you enter the... When we join in a collective call within a teaching or in a community call, you always enter individually into that crucible because it has such an energetic potency to it, where each individual then is joined within this crucible. You bring your individuality to it, but there is a joining that makes it even more powerful. So If you try to enter outside of a community, when the community comes together for a purpose, and you are not holding a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, you can enter that with hopes that the energetics will help you rise to that level. But as you exit, if you exit with ill intent, the energetics are stripped from whatever you take out of it so that it cannot be distributed where it would have damage to the community itself.
So do I understand then that there are variances within our collective of, for lack of better wording here, that perhaps engage more frequently with the crucible energetic individually, and that's in a state of constant flux?
Yes, there is a flux. But when you enter the crucible, you are raised up into that fifth dimensional frequency. So while you benefit by going to the crucible, you've all had that experience where you've had a bad day, a bad week, and you go into that crucible and you feel nurtured And you are able then to respond to the life challenges in a better way.
So is it not desirable then that we be engaging ever and ever more frequently within the crucible until such a point that we can maintain a stability and a fifth and a mid-range?
No, that is incorrect.
That's incorrect.
The more
okay.
you can privately, individually enter that crucible and are raised up and are supported in your fifth dimensional creations, the more stability you personally have as the individual, and the more stability the group has in their in holding it as a collective, which has a force to it that the that is a much more potent force than the individual itself. So, yes, mm-hmm. enter often, daily. Go there in your private time. Restore yourself continually so that you don't miss the mark as often, that you don't fall into a lower state of consciousness. That you are aware of the interferences that are coming forth because of the power that this group has created and the individuals in it. There are those who from time to time allow their ego to surface. And it's more important to them to be well thought of, to save face, or whatever the influence is that sometimes will enter that crucible. And sometimes they enter it consciously, knowing that they have that that influence of whatever it is. And they are asking for help. They are asking to have their vibration raised. That is always honored when they are in that crucible. And when they leave that crucible, none of those energetics are stripped from them. They take it with them. It's yeah. only if you have an intent outside of what is held within the confidence of that and coherency of that crucible.
So as long as we're aligned with the first ray, will of source in our creations, and our intent is one of love and unity and joyfulness, we really are setting an energetic that's sustainable, that brings us greater levels of integrity and impeccability, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's the word right there, impeccability.
The master
very
quality.
Very important word.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
And Metatron, this is Milena. May I add to that?
Yeah.
To Janet's question, my understanding is that we are all always connected to the crucible. You know, you enter the crucible consciously, and you know that space and that high vibration and those high frequencies are being held there. So we enter it with conscious intent. But as we go about our day-to-day lives, you know, we may not be holding that conscious awareness, but you are always connected to that crucible, and it's available to you at any time that you can consciously connect to it.
Correct. And it is highly advised that you connect to it daily. Milena, Do you want
yes,
to talk a little bit to the group about do no harm and how that was so important in retrieving access to that seventh dimensional light template in 2017?
So, you may remember that before we were given access to that seventh dimensional light template last year in the 2017 conference, we had to present ourselves as a group to the White Fire Dragon, who is the guardian of that seventh dimensional light template. And they asked us to make a commitment to once again plant the seeds of the tenets of the Law of One to do no harm into the grid that we've been creating these last 3 years. And as a group, we agreed to do that. And that was very far-reaching. And had we not presented ourselves and had not been our essence not received by the White Fire Dragon, we would not have been given access to that seventh dimensional light template in 2017. And the part we were able to access, even though it was huge, it was small in comparison to what is held there. For those of you who were not with us this year, we again return to that same seventh dimensional time lock. That time lock is very, very massive. It holds many doorways and many other things hopefully will be retrieved from there. It is still being guarded by the White Fire Dragon. And it's the White Fire Dragon who led us on the journey to there. But none of that would have happened without that intention to do no harm and the Law of One. And again, for me personally, that is something that I try to hold dear because I do have those memories from Atlantis, and they're vivid, and they're painful. I shared with the group who was at the conference that I think all of you on the call know that I live in Hawaii on the island where all the volcanoes, all the eruptions have been happening. And I asked our group at the conference, do they ever wonder if the things they do have any far-reaching benefits? And a couple weeks after the eruptions began in the middle of those subdivisions, our county mayor, who's the mayor of the island of Hawaii, this island, went on a nationally televised news conference and was giving all the logistical stuff. And at the end of the conference, he said, you know, those of us who live in this island, we understand this is Pele's island and that she will do what she must. And he spoke directly to Pele. And he looked in the camera and said, Pele, we know you will do what you must do, but we ask you, Pele, please do no harm. And for me, that was just such a great testimony to this group and to that commitment that we had made. And here he is on national television saying those exact words and watering those seeds we planted last year. So, you know, this group is a very potent, a very powerful group. And this is something I'd like to say to all of you. Each and every one of you who are part of Sitting Under Vine are here by your own choice. You followed your own soul's call, your own soul's guidance to be part of this group, whether you understood it, why you were there or not. And with the opening of this year's template, I think the reason why you are here was made clear, and that's yet for those of you who are not with us to discover, but it was so powerful. One of the most powerful things that I have ever been part of. And I look forward to when all of you have an opportunity to listen to that. And those who weren't with us, you received everything that happened at that conference. But if you make yourself available to listen to the recordings, then you will get to experience receiving what we received in the way the group there did. And it was extremely powerful and extremely important. So this group has not come together by happenstance. You were called. You agreed. You followed your own inner callings to be here. And that's something I hope each and every one of you can take to heart and know that no one made you come here. No one made you join this group. You chose to be here because you wanted to be part of something. And my guides began asking me probably 10 years ago as my Atlantean memories were coming back. And I'm going to ask this to all of you in the group. What are you going to do different this time? That's the opportunity before us. That's how important what we do is and what we have an opportunity to do. If this group can't pull it together to try to get this done this time, it won't happen. You will not have another opportunity for a very long time. It's my heartfelt belief.
Thank you, Milena. Very well said.
Thank you, Metatron.
It needed to be all of you that have contributed to this conversation are very important. You are the voice. You are the human that will make the change. And it's important that you use those voices within this community to question, to comment, and to communicate what you know. Now we will take one more question or comment before Raphael comes.
Hi, Joan. I'm sorry.
Yes?
This is Joanne. I just wanted to make a comment that I was not able to attend the conference. There's just too much going on right now with a wedding and being planned, and I had to travel out of state to my brother's. So we had a good time, and it was just prior to your conference. But when we got home, of course, getting settled back in and getting back to work, on a particular weekend morning, I believe it was Saturday, I woke up and I felt like I was being so flooded with energy, it was unreal. I sat in the living room and I thought, holy smokes, what's going on? And I just sat there and I thought, wait a minute. This is the weekend when the group is in the Crystal Conference. I wonder if I'm picking up on anything. And I did not want to move from my chair. So, as Milena was talking just earlier about the energy that you and she had experienced, and something about a new grounding that I don't even know what it is because I wasn't at the conference, but I just knew I had to rely on my old tools and ground myself, and that's what I did. But as I just heard Milena talk, you know, minutes ago, I thought, holy mackerel, that's what I was feeling.
Yeah. You will find that process. It was on the pre-conference calls, and they were on there. It is on your private page.
Mm-hmm. But this was, I've been so busy, I haven't been able to keep up, but that particular day, it was powerful.
Yes, it was.
Yes, you absolutely received it all, whether you know what you received or not. It's because you're part of this group. You're in this crucible.
Well, sometimes I think, you know, they say I am, but I haven't been able to go to these conferences or not. But, that was unbelievable that morning.
Yeah, it was very powerful.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Rosemary, you had something to say?
Hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted, maybe if you could refresh our memories, if there is a specific protocol for entering and leaving the crucible, because as I think Jana brought up, do we stay there all the time? Should we consciously exit? Is there an exit protocol, you know, as we're being conscious all the time of all of our actions? That would be helpful. Thank you.
Well, first of all, there is a part of your soul spirit that is always within that crucible. Now, the human part of you, as you go about your daily life and you are not consciously engaged with the energetics of the crucible, you benefit from them because you draw from that. So the protocol to entering, as you know, is to put yourself in your Merkaba field, spinning at 100% light, and being in a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. That is what we taught you as the teaching developed. However, if you are in distress or you are feeling overwhelmed, you have dropped energetically a little below that fifth dimension. Not in third dimension. You will not be permitted access at that level. However, if you've dropped a little bit low, you are admitted. If your intentions are pure and that you need the energetics and the support of that energetic within the crucible, by all means, you enter. Spin that Merkaba field as high of a frequency of light as you possibly can, and you enter. You refresh yourself. You restore yourself. And then as you return your consciousness to your daily life, you take that energetic with you to help you. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes. So it wasn't a question of, I don't need to say now I'm leaving the crucible. It's
no.
Just a natural
flow.
It's
a natural occurrence. You remember in the pre-conference we talked about, Milena talked about, Joan talked about, attention point, the consciousness of your body follows your attention point.
Mm-hmm.
So your consciousness of your body also benefits from your intention to be in that crucible. And when your attention point then is drawn outside of that crucible into the daily life, the consciousness of the body follows. So the more integrity that you can bring to those attention points, stay conscious, your body consciousness follows those attention points.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much for that clarification.
You are very welcome. Well, dear ones, this call has been very productive, and we must move forward here in providing a space for Archangel Gabriel, Raphael, to come and close this conference call in a healing energetic. I want to remind you that in 2 weeks there will be a community call to further discuss the crucible, to discuss, I want you to come prepared and thinking about how you as the individual are going to allot time for you to discover who you are. And also to be in the community, converse with one another about the events that have occurred, about the challenges that you will have to come together to usurp. So this is very important that we have another community call and to discuss. And then we will return to a teaching sequence followed by a community call. So with that said, I will ask Archangel Raphael to come and be present. It is I, Raphael. I come, and I bring with me a flow of energetics that is for the healing of a rift and a breach that has occurred within the collective and within the crucible of this collective. I bring with me a color code of green, of healing, but most importantly, an iteration of love, of divine love, in its purest form. So take a deep breath, beloveds, and let us gather within the crucible, filling the crucible with your intention as a creator, with the green color coding at its highest iteration, most refined iteration. And as the individual divine image, individually, with your breath, breathe that green color code into every cell of your physicality, of your physical body. Bring it into your mental body and your emotional body, changing the rough edges of your emotions, bringing them up into that purity of love that transforms all anomalies and helps you to create as the divine image of Creator. In the presence of the love, your emotion is smoothed and refined into harmony and peaceful coherence that is beyond words to explain. Feel that harmony now within your emotions. Notice the change in the magnetic field of the body as that green color code expands as the element of love is present and the magnetics that is formed through the emotional body becomes very coherent and extends into this entire community and beyond. Notice how those magnetics stimulate the functioning of the brain and the thought, so that your thoughts begin to line up with that harmony that was created in the magnetics of the emotions. The thoughts are affected by that element of love and the green coating that is like a syrup that washes thoughts and brings them into a fifth dimensional state. The body's attention, the body's consciousness is magnetized by the thoughts and the emotions that are now brought into that harmonic convergence. Allow that green coating to wash over you and clear any judgment, any doubt, any fragmentation. All that it remains is an open heart that is filled with Source love. There's calmness. There is love, appreciation. See the beauty of you as you radiate that love. Blessings. Thank you for being with us this evening, and we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. Good night, all.
Good night, all. Blessings.